Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, the Lansing School District is looking for a new superintendent, and it's using an out-of-state search firm to do that. It's part of a larger statewide trend, but is that the most effective way to find the best candidate? Well, Richard Dunham, director of Superintendent Search Services at the Michigan Association of School Boards, joins me now to talk about that. Richard, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, for having me.
We're apparently shedding superintendents across the state over the past several years. Just how much is that happening, and why is it happening?
Well, there's actually two major reasons, I would think. Over the last 3 years, we've replaced about 60% of the superintendents throughout the state. Some of that was due to the early retirement incentive that was offered back in 2010, and that allowed a lot of superintendents the opportunity to leave. And just the fact that it's a difficult job, and people are electing to move on, and it's difficult to fill those positions.
When a superintendent leaves a district, how much of a problem is that when it comes to the day-to-day operation of a district and moving plans ahead?
Well, by statute, you have to have a superintendent employed by the district, whether that is somebody that's an interim superintendent or through the process of going and finding a permanent replacement. But by statute, every local district in the state and ISD has to have a superintendent.
Lansing, of course, is now looking for its own permanent superintendent. We have an interim one, although there was some contention on the board on how she was chosen. One of the members of the school board said that there wasn't enough vetting of internal candidates. Are we finding more and more that when it comes to finding superintendents, school districts are going far out of the district?
Well, Mike, that's individual with each district. When we do presentations to districts for the idea of pitching our services, we let every board know that if they have an identified internal candidate that they feel that can fill that position, then they need to move forward with that. Part of the reason is that you look at continuity of operation, and sometimes districts opt to do that. Other times districts will say, you know, we may have a strong internal candidate. We'd also like to go through a full search to make sure that we have the best possible candidate. And if our internal candidate rises to the top, then so be it. We found the best candidate to lead the district for the good of the kids.
I mean, wouldn't someone that knows the district, knows the school board, knows how things operate, wouldn't they naturally be a more appropriate person to take the lead than someone that's coming from out of state potentially?
Well, not necessarily. That particular person has to have support of the board. That person has to have support of the administration, has to have support of the staff, and has to have support of the community. On the surface, it looks like they'd be a good fit. But there's a lot of factors that you have to take into consideration, and also levels of experience. So certainly, you would think, again, on the surface, they would have an inside track for that position. But it certainly has merit and benefit to go out and do a full search just to make sure that internal candidate compares at least as good or better than an external candidate.
I'm talking to Richard Dunham, Director of Superintendent Search Services at the Michigan Association of School Boards. So this trend now of going to sometimes out-of-state search firms to find new superintendents, is this a new one?
No, it's not new. It's not new. I think that any state association across the United States that does searches, and not all of them do, are going to continually compete with for-profit search firms. And I don't think it's a trend that's any different. I think it's always been out there. So that has always been our competition base. And there are some very good in-state search firms, too, besides Michigan Association of School Boards. So, it's a competitive world out there.
Well, most of the superintendents that are replaced nowadays, are they typically replaced by someone from out of the district who is a former superintendent himself or herself?
The trend has always been that usually you'd have somebody from outside of the district. I think more importantly, the question would be is how many people from outside of the state of Michigan are actually coming into the state and filling positions. And that trend is really not that large. So a full national search is being done. Want to go out and look at all the other 49 states for the best candidate. And more times than not, you end up selecting a superintendent from inside the state of Michigan.
Lansing's last superintendent, Dr. T.C. Wallace, wasn't here that long. I mean, what is the typical tenure of a superintendent at a Michigan school district?
The average in the state of Michigan is 3 to 4 years. And quite honestly, Mike, we'd like to see that be a lot different.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound good. That sounds like somebody can come in, do some work, but certainly that's not enough time to establish any kind of clear record of success, is it?
No, and you're very perceptive on that. Actually, there was a national study done that indicated that a quality superintendent needs to be in a district at least 5 years before they have any kind of systemic change in the district leading to improved student achievement. So, you know, we in the state of Michigan right now with a 3 to 4 year average, and that's average. You have outliers out there that have had superintendents for much longer periods of time. But when you average everything together, about 3 to 4 years. So we need to do a much better job as search firms and as boards of education and the entire educational community in general to make sure that we find the right people and boards select the right people.
This almost sounds like the superintendent circuit where you spend 3-4 years at one district and then move on to a higher paying job at another district.
Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes that's because they weren't a good fit to begin with. You know, I firmly believe, and MASB believes, that you can find individuals that would like to be in a district where they have the fit. There's a demographic that they would like to work in, whether that is rural, suburban, or urban. They meet the salary structure that they'd like to have and the environment that they'd like to work in. And if you can find that person, they're going to be there for a longer period of time. And they're not going to be looking at that next rung up the ladder. Many times it's not about money. It's about the right fit. And
although,
that's what I think we need to look at.
Money is a big factor. It's known that superintendents get paid quite a lot in some districts, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Do you think that is appropriate, or do you think their pay rate has gotten a little too high at this point?
Well, I don't know if this is the exact forum to debate that, because that's a negotiated item between the superintendent and the board. And that's an agreement. If the board's going to pay what they're willing to pay. So whether my opinion is or superintendent salaries are high or not, those are negotiated between the board and the superintendent.
Finally, when you do look at these 3-4 year gigs superintendents are now doing, how is a search firm supposed to establish that a superintendent is especially good when they may have only served several years here and there and there's no real consistency in their own record?
Well, I think you can always look at what they've done in their particular district. Your history is going to dictate what your future successes are going to be. Remember in my earlier comment, I had said, 5 years to have systemic change. You can start making changes within a district in that period, 0 to 5 years. The problem is that those changes may not necessarily be systemic during that period of time. So you might take a look at the body of work at each place they've been. You do a good job of vetting each of the candidates, making sure you do references and background checks.
Is it fair, if things are not going well in a district, to point the finger at the superintendent, or do you think sometimes they get the blame for problems that are far more complex than their own role?
Well, unfortunately, with the title of superintendent also comes a responsibility that you're in charge. And fairly or unfairly, you're going to have to shoulder the responsibility. But more times, as you said, it's usually more complicated than that. But you're the person in charge, and it's ultimately, again, your responsibility. So is it fair? No, I don't know if it's fair, but that's every person that goes into the superintendency knows that that's the situation. That shouldn't be a shock to anybody in that position.
Richard Dunham, Director of Superintendent Search Services at the Michigan Association of School Boards. Richard, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You are certainly welcome, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.